To see you is the end and the beginning. You carry me and you go before. You are the journey and the journey's end. Amen. Hang on. Wait. Males can sit down. Look around you. This is your cloud of witnesses. These are the people who, but for the grace of God, run the church. It has been so since the beginning. And we offer today the witness of the resurrection from Mary Magdalene, a witness which has been carried down through the centuries, and those who standing here today are heirs of that witness. Please be seated. This is Resurrection Sunday, and the interesting story from John and repeated also in Matthew and Mark and Luke is almost identical. While it was still dark, while it was still in twilight, the women came to the tomb to prepare the body of Jesus, which had been hastily thrown in there after his torture and execution. And they came in the middle of the night, and they came at great haste and also at great peril. Because Jesus, being a criminal, to be around his tomb would be a cause for the Roman army to pay attention. In fact, in one gospel story, Pilate also has a guard of soldiers standing around the tomb with weapons, and they are waiting for anyone who may have come close to the tomb. So Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to this tomb at great peril, but they came in service, and they came in adoration, and they came as a witness. The church teaches us that there are four evangelists: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And also, if you count them, Paul. He came late, but we count him as an evangelist as well. An evangelist is a person who proclaims the good news, who goes out to the people and who says to them, this is the good news of Jesus Christ, and teaches them about the faith, gives them the gospel, gives them the good news. The first evangelist is Mary Magdalene. Listen to the story. Peter and the other disciple have come to the tomb, but they look furtively inside, you know, just kind of like when you're down in the basement and you hear something squirreling around down there, but you're not really sure if you want to go down there or not. Peter kind of, you know, peers in and says, yeah, nothing here. Goes away. And then, you know, getting more courage, they look inside and actually spend some time and see nothing. They see linen wrapped around in balls and thrown to the side. They do not see anything, and they see that the tomb had been raided. Mary says, they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. If you can tell me where he is, I will take care of his body. I will put aloe and myrrh and wrap him so that his corpse may not be defiled. So she goes into the tomb, and what does God choose to do? He sends two angels, and the angels talk to Mary, and they say, why are you weeping? Why are you afraid? He's not here. Anyone who has any history with law enforcement or who actually watches crime shows on TV, I hope it's the latter and not the first, when the suspect is being, you know, looked, you know, when they're trying to find the suspect in this investigation, Where do the police go first? They go home. They go to his house. They go to his family's house. So Peter, James, and John have hightailed it back to Galilee and are, you know, hunkering down in their family's house, eating a sandwich or having coffee or, you know, whatever. They are as far away from this tomb as humanly possible. It is the witness of Mary Magdalene and the courage of Mary Magdalene which makes the Easter story so powerful. They are the ones who stayed. They are the ones who are faithful. They are the ones who have the courage to do those things that they have been given to do. And yes, Peter is the first pope, and he gets to be patriarch of Rome. And James, the brother of Jesus, is the patriarch of Jerusalem. And Bartholomew gets sent to Armenia to be the patron saint of that country. And Thomas gets in a boat and sails to India. And all of these stories tell us about what the men did who were traveling with Jesus. Very few stories tell the story of what the women did. Because as anyone who has ever run a household, you can't do it without food, without shelter, without clothing. When I was growing up, euphemistically, it was called women's work. The care and feeding of those that have been entrusted. And yes, they get the glory, but the women do the work. Not quite fair. Mary Magdalene is the first evangelist. She proclaims the good news to Peter and James and John. She says, "I have seen the Lord." She turns around and doesn't recognize that Jesus is standing there, and she says, "Where have you laid him? Where have you taken him away?" And Jesus says her name. "I know my sheep, and I call my sheep by name, Mary." And she recognizes immediately who is standing in front of her. And she bows down and worships him. This revelation of the resurrected Christ was not given to Peter or James or John. It was given to Mary Magdalene. This witness of the risen Christ is kind of the long thread of women's history in the church. It's my firm belief, if you take away women from the church, it will fall and crumble. It is the church. The women do the work of the church. The women are the voice and sometimes and always the witness of the church. We need to remember that today because their names are not known. There are countless thousands, millions of unsung women who have been evangelists. Paul could not do what he did without Lydia and all of the other women from Turkey and Cappadocia and Italy. He could not have taken refuge in a place if it had not been given him sanctuary by a woman who owned a house in Rome. All of those guys out the back, those wooden figures, yep, they're important. Behind every single one of them is a mother who gave them birth, who is a wife, who gave them comfort and solace and sometimes refuge, and other countless women whose names are not known, so that they may be standing there and given, you know, the right and the glory. But let us remember that without both, we cannot stand. And if we challenge one rather than the other, we lose out. This day, let us proclaim with vigor the one thing that Mary Magdalene said to the disciples. The other disciples, I would say. "I have seen the Lord. He has risen indeed." Alleluia, Christ is risen.